second hour of Authentic News. It's 29th day of April, 2024, right here on RBN Live, where I take your calls. Our first caller, Tom, you've been making a lot of waves with the audience with your slower pace, my friend. It's working well. What are your thoughts today?
Well, yeah, good day, Jim. I have so many thoughts, I can't even comprehend them all. But I just want to bring up something to everybody about what I just saw about 2 hours ago on a YouTube channel about La Raza. You know, La Raza, they like to take back the California and all that. But what they were saying is that, hey, it's not their fault that the white people don't want to have children. Basically, we're going to take back the area because the whites are not breeding the population back. But then they're having succession movements. And I think this is going to happen all over. You see what's happening right now with the Jews and the Palestinians on these college campuses, Jim. And what's happening is different ethnic groups are trying to flex muscle because they figure they can try to take this country down. And you got this compromising, complacent imbecile in the White House right now, Biden, basically saying even today on the news that he's bringing these illegals and these legal aliens over here, these legal immigrants, to build ships in our shipyards in Virginia and Norfolk and all these other places where they build ships. Instead of using white and black Americans, they're going to be importing illegal aliens and legal immigrants to build our ships and our submarines. What the hell is that, Jim? You got the president.
Tom, it's a cover story. It's trying to put a positive spin on a catastrophe that he has promoted, and nobody's going to believe it. And if it were true, it would be objectionable in the extreme, just as you are pointing out, my friend. Continue.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're going to – there's white Americans or black Americans would build those ships. You're paying them $45 an hour. I'm sure they're getting paid quite well. So if you give me a – build a Jacksonville, they have a shipyard, I'd go up there and work. I mean, I'm an old man, but I still go up there if they're going to pay me $45 an hour to be a whatever trade you have to do to build these ships. I mean, you'll learn to trade. These illegal aliens have no skills. What kind of skills do they have, Jim, coming from Central America and Africa and all? What kind of skills do they have? They have none. They have to flee their own homeland to come here. It's disgusting. It's disgusting,
they aren't,
Jim.
They certainly aren't welders or metal workers. I mean, it's ridiculous. You're absolutely right, Tom. It's just... more bull from Biden. He is a major distributor of bull. It's just outrageous, Tom. Outrageous and totally incompetent. We know it's Obama pulling the string behind, where essentially George Soros is running politics domestically and Netanyahu internationally. Continue.
Well, you know, Jim, he's a frail old fart. Joe Biden's a frail old fart. And he's threatening Donald Trump that he'll take him around the corner and beat him up. Donald Trump, all he'd have to do is blow on him and he'd fall over. This idiot making threats against Trump. And then you got the scumbag, creep bastard Robert De Niro saying, Trump, I can't stand that little punk. You know, when I found out Robert De Niro's 5'6", and this guy's getting paid millions of dollars to act like a tough guy, a little pipsqueak like him. He's a filthy little pipsqueak. He's I don't know what the hell nationality is where he comes from, but you know, he's a disgrace. Talking about Trump the way he does.
You know, that's a disgrace. Tom, there was a time. There was a time when I liked him as an actor, and I suppose I have to give him that, but his politics are horrific. He appears to be a moron when it comes to issues of what goes on in our society and the difference between right and wrong, a complete moron and imbecile.
Well, you know, Robert De Niro, I found out, was married to an Afro-American woman, and he cheated on her. And so he had kids with her, but he cheated on her. So that shows you what a scumbag he is. He even cheated on his wife. So, I mean, this guy's a rat bastard. He's a disgrace. This guy should be kicked out of Hollywood like Harvey Weinstein and all these other scenes and these nincompoops, Katzenbergs and Zuckerbergs. I mean, the whole thing's a cabal. Yeah. But, you know, Jim, I noticed Fox News today, they're talking more and more about this Soros. And all the women, especially the women, they seem like they have more balls than the men. They're talking about how Alex Soros is even worse than the father. I mean, this guy's a real blowhard. And, you know, Jim, they are financing all these tents and all that at these universities. there's no question that somebody's funding all this, just like BLM. BLM was financed by Soros and his ilk.
Well, it's odd because I support all these protests against the genocide, Tom. I think they're 100% right. I don't understand why would Soros be funding them, Tom? I don't get it.
Well, listen, I will say this. What I saw today on the news is, maybe you can talk about this, I do notice now that a lot of these Arab American teenagers that are on these college campuses, they are talking about they're bringing up stuff about, you know, the Holocaust was fake, and so they're putting a message out there that Hitler wasn't this, and like they said, Hitler wasn't the monster that the Jews are. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's coming out of this that's going to leak. Well, I think the pins going to pull out of their grenade. I really do. Yeah, I think the pins going to pull out of their grenade with all this insanity.
Yeah.
But, I think things are being exposed like they've never been exposed. But then, again, Jim, you have all these other groups are wanting power in this country. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. Look what's going on in California. They don't even know. They can't even tell you how many illegal aliens are in that state. Where is the Green New Deal, Jim? Where is the Green New Deal with all these people are consuming toilet paper? Where's the ecological disaster that could potentially happen here? We're looking at all other disaster. I mean, they're consuming electricity. They're consuming food, water, all these illegal aliens. We're not counting the ones that are coming here illegally, which is a million a year. This is overwhelming. And, you know, I got to say, Jim, LaRoz has got something right. White Americans in this country, even our great caller from Ohio, Lawrence, says it, white people don't breed. My mother had 7 kids. Okay? That doesn't happen anymore. Maybe in Israel it does, the Jews, but I don't see no white, I don't think white women in this country are having 5, 6, 7 kids anymore. I think you're lucky if they have one.
Yeah.
And yes. I think that's all been by design. But, you know, let's go back to this. Vladimir Putin's telling all those Russian women, we beg you to have 3, 4 babies in Russia. We give you rubles. But in the meantime, you got all these billions of dollars flying out to all these illegal aliens instead of our government telling American white women and Afro-American women, for that matter, instead of having an abortion, have children, and we'll help you pay for them. Instead of putting out billions and billions of dollars for nuclear warheads and all this other crap, and the white women are feeling so guilty about how bad white men are. The narrative has been written by who? By the minority? Filthy, low-life minorities telling how bad white people are? Well, hey, you know, Jim, I got to tell you, I was looking up all the inventions, and I was looking up all the great agricultural stuff that was invented for this country in the turn of the century. You know that 90% of everything, the food consumption we have in this country, was because of the German Americans who came here? Did you know that, Jim? The tractor.
Yep.
The first tractors were founded, invented by Germans. The crane, grain silos, and all this wonderful stuff in agriculture. It came basically out of families came out of Germany. But all we hear is how bad Germans are. Oh, the Germans this, the Germans that. And I'm looking kindergarten. Where's the word kindergarten? Who gave you a school system in this country? By the way, who gave you a great school system? It was the Germans.
Yeah.
And by the way. Back in the day, Jim, a lot of presidents back in the 1700s and early 1800s, you know, they spoke at least 2 or 3 languages. Did you know that?
Yeah, that's impressive, isn't it? Yeah, not today. They're lucky if they can speak English.
Exactly. There you go. And Jim, I was wondering, did you ever get a chance to see Biden at the abortion clinic? Did you watch the video when he's doing the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Rosary nonsense, and this guy says he's Irish Catholic? What a lying rat bastard.
Yeah, Tom, I know. He's a disgrace any way you cut it, and of course it's not even the real Biden. Give us a final thought, Tom.
Well, my final thought, Jim, I think Donald Trump's going to win this election. He's up pretty high in a lot of polls. I noticed he's winning Michigan and Wisconsin. Pennsylvania's neck and neck. I think that's going to go Trump, too. I think he's got to pick the right candidate to really blow this over, you know, blow this idiot out of the water and get this country back on track economically. Take all these illegals. I don't want to hear no excuse when he gets the power, Jim, that every one of these illegals come to this country illegally, they're going back to their country of origin, and they're going to stand in line and wait their turn. We cannot have no more breaking these federal laws and all our laws being looked at like it's a joke. Yeah. These people are not, once they come here, they're already illegal. What do these people not understand? Tom, Biden and that Kamala Harris are both communist Marxists. That's what
I got to say. Tom, I agree. Tom, I agree. I think the only one who can stop Trump is Trump himself, and I'm very disturbed that he's supported the expenditures for Ukraine and Israel without securing our border. And I'm being told he's also opposing the protests on the college campuses. I don't like that, Tom. We'll be lucky to get to an election, though, because I think Biden may try to pull a stunt and impose martial law and vacate the election to stay in power. Tom,
I think we got to hope for the best, be prepared for the worst, but I tell you, we cannot allow what's happening with our language. They're trying to take away the English language in some areas. We've got to stop it. English is an official language. Call your congresspeople and complain.
Complain. I agree.
Right, thank you.
Dan, thank you. Dan in Washington. Dan, join the conversation. Glad you called in early. Dan.
Thanks. Yeah, it's man, you should have a boxing match with Danny DeVito and Robert De Niro. I didn't know the guy was that short.
Interesting, isn't it? Interesting, yeah. I mean, he's a good actor, you know. I mean, take Taxi Driver, for example, or Raging Bull, or a host. I mean, he's got a lot of excellent credits, but, I mean, he seemed to be a moron when it comes to politics.
I guess he came out and said he actually works. There's a lot of these Hollywood guys that are arms smuggler. For real, for Israel, I think, and he's kind of a stooge for the Israeli mafia, I think. But probably the character he plays isn't—he always plays the same character, though, pretty much. If you think about it, but yeah, I did hear he had ties to some kind of arms dealer or something out of Israel. And I agree with Tom. College loan, that's where I disagree with you. And Mike Rivero used to irritate me because he supported free trade. He was against tariffs. So for all these decades, they said, well, you're losing jobs to China because they're better educated. So they tell all these girls and kids to go to college. And, you know, they don't fund the colleges like they used to. So this college loan crap is probably one of the biggest obstacles. Anyway, I agree with Tom. There has to be some kind of program to help women have kids, basically. You know,
to encourage more white families to be more reproductive. Dan, give us a final thought.
TikTok. Is the music going? TikTok actually kind of proves when people say Jews don't run the media and they say the Chi-Coms run the media, as far as I can tell, they only own this TikTok thing and they're getting it taken away if they don't sell out to the Jews. So,
well, it's, yeah. There's no doubt about it. It had nothing to do with ownership. It's that they actually were a venue for freedom of speech. And the Jews didn't like, because there was so much criticism of Israel for the genocide. They didn't like that. So they exerted pressure on Congress to shut it down. That's what they're doing. It's outrageous. We have people running our country who only want to use and abuse us. Disgusting. Final thought, Dan.
They're not, you know, they're using these college protests. There was like 400 women, mostly women and children. They found in big ditches with their hands tied behind their back.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them, they think, buried alive. And it's like, they're not even going to tell us that kind of stuff. It's sick.
Yeah.
But I appreciate you keep it up. Anyway, thanks a lot for taking the call.
You got it, Dan, and I appreciate your calls, too. Alexander in Canada, join the conversation, Alexander.
Hello, sir. See, sir, I want to. The reason for my call is because of what Renee said last Friday, like another ridiculous call she made. You see, sir, she said.
Yeah, but Zetter, keep it to the ideas, not the personalities. Okay, just keep it to the ideas. Go ahead.
Okay, fine. Well, see, sir, she said. She keeps on playing the Christian evangelicals card, and she mentioned that John Hagee this and John Hagee that. See, so the Christian evangelicals, sir, are irrelevant. They have no power in this country. See, sir, John Hagee, you know what he said? The money that you make in a month, you can make the same amount when you work with a Jew in a couple of days or like in a couple of hours even. It's all about the money with these people. And see, sir, the Jews, they control the government, the media, Hollywood, the academia, the CIA. It's not the Christian evangelicals. The Christian, and see, sir, she said the Christian evangelicals have supported Israel since the 1600s, when the Protestant Reformation. Like what history books is she reading? See, sir, the Protestant Reformation was against the Jewish people, because. That's because the Jewish people attacked Christianity and attacked like the Vatican, and because of their beliefs that they believe that they're chosen people, and all that and all these religious beliefs. These are the Protestants and the Catholics and all that. Like, they disagreed that the Jews would have a state. This is based on their racist beliefs.
It's always been the carrot they promised just to keep things calm. They're going to have a state. Tomorrow they're going to have a state. Next year they're going to have a state. 5 years from now they're never going to have a state. The Israelis don't want it to happen. They've never wanted it to happen, and they're trying to exterminate all the Palestinians who will no longer need a state because there won't be any of them left. That's the project, Alexander.
Yeah. See, sorry, I know, but the thing is, what I'm saying is that, like, what the Protestants believe and what the Christians believe completely contradicts with what the Jewish people believe. You see, so the Christian Zionists, they're not real Christians. Like, they're not going by the Bible. So Renee keeps on saying, oh, these Christian evangelicals are running the show. The Christian evangelicals are running America. No, she's wrong. She's completely wrong. It's the Jews that run America.
Well, look, let me say. Christian evangelicals have a powerful force here. They have, in my opinion, an inherent contradiction because the Zionists don't like the Christians. So why should the Christian be supporting the Zionists? The Zionists don't recognize Jesus Christ even as a prophet. In Islam, they recognize Muhammad as a prophet, Jesus as a prophet, Abraham as a prophet, Moses as a prophet. The Jews despise the Christians and the Muslims, and we know they would just as soon wipe them off the face of the map if they had their choice. Alexander, continue.
So I'm not saying that the Christian evangelicals are broke, are dead broke, and don't have any money. Yeah, they have money, they have influence, but see, sir, it's a drop in the bucket in comparison to the Jewish Zionists and the organizations. But see, sir. Okay.
Are
you holding over?
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Alexander, continue. Further thoughts?
Yes, thanks. See, so I just want to, like, again, like reiterate, like, she keeps on playing the Christian evangelicals card. You see, so just like you said, the Jews are anti-Christian. You see, the reason that they work with the Christian evangelicals and hype them up so they can attack the Christians who are pro-Palestinian. So see, it's divide and conquer for them. But see, the Christian evangelicals, like I said, have no influence on the government and the media like the Jewish people do. So she keeps on diverting people's attention away from the Jewish power and who are causing all the problems. That's my my problem with her. So it's like she's misleading people and she's misleading and she's causing harm to the network, in my opinion.
Okay, you're making you're arguing that her position is misleading. I appreciate that, Alexander. Give us a final thought.
See, so what's going to happen? Just to reiterate on what Tom said, like there's going to be a civil war, and all these Hispanics they're getting paid by the Jewish organizations, George Soros, Hebrew Aid Immigration Society, which is run by Jews, and these people are they're damaging the country economically, demographically, culturally, socially, environmentally, and politically, and this was all done by design.
I think a lot of people would agree with you, Alexander. I think a lot would agree with you. Yeah, thanks for your call. Good one. Hey, Joe in Tennessee. Joe, join the conversation. Joe, are you there? Well, we're looking for Joe Francis. Francis, how are you today, girl?
Billy. Oh, Oh, there you go. Okay. Hey, young man. It's Miss Silly. Several quick points for you. One, when I learned about what the four different parts of that budget was that was being presented for several billion to Ukraine, several billion to Israel, and supposedly billions for going towards the national debt and so forth, ad nauseam, and other countries. One thing, I guess they're going to have fun with the Federal Reserve spitting out all this so-called money or whatever, given that one of the people that they had talking about was pro-Israel or whatever, as far as the government and the military is concerned, complaining about that, oh, this money is going to Israel, is actually going to go to the Gazans and Hamas and all this garbage. And I thought, you know, it's one thing to report what they're proposing in the budget to go to these places, which is absolutely reprehensible, but to actually go and divert attention from where, you know, who's getting what and where, whatever the case is, because the U.S. Everyday person has enough to deal with besides hearing about all this money being spit out on their behalf. And yet they're expected to pick up the bill for that aspect. As far as the... Okay, one thing, I have to clear the air about one thing, my dear. Enough of the religious backriding. I mean, the prospect of someone bringing a bad opinion or a bad reputation or degrading to the network, excuse me, they have been around for a long time, from what I've heard, since early 2000, and quite frankly, not noted such behavior.
And we believe in freedom of speech and diversity of opinion, so I agree with you that Alexander was mistaken about this. We're going to survive and thrive, and diversity of opinion is an important part of it. Yeah, go ahead, Ren.
The aspect, I'm looking forward to hearing from Lauren in Ohio as well. And speaking of Lauren in Ohio, I have to applaud Tom. As much as I cannot believe I'm saying this, I applaud him because I was stunned and shocked at how well he explicitly laid out various things that you could comprehend. It was so well done, I was floored. Now, as far as Lauren is concerned, I appreciate the input that she does as far as what people should be doing if they're not doing it already and should have been doing years ago when they knew all this crap was going on from like Y2K and whatever have you, and the system is going to go down and so forth and so on. And in fact, people should be getting their affairs in order and make sure they have what they need to keep their family and their community going. And the aspect
Lauren is here today, Francis, so you'll be hearing from her.
The aspect that she is talking about that and addressing that, I find that more healing and helpful.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Look at all the lovely people. Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email tom@republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M@republicbroadcasting.org. Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
I gotta say, the Petersons have a wonderful rendition of Here Comes the Sun. The Petersons, S-E-N-S, it's just delightful. I've heard it several times, and I listened to it again last night. It's on a video. You can find it. The Petersons, Here Comes the Sun. Check it out. Charming. Just delightful. Joe in Florida. Joe, join the conversations.
Hey, Jim, thanks for taking my call. Oh, by the way, I want to end the mystery. Tom wasn't aware. Maybe you were not aware. So Robert De Niro is a Jew. Okay.
Sure.
It makes a lot of sense. It puts the piece of the puzzle together, right?
Yes, okay. Yes. I'm glad. I'm glad.
Yeah.
That's good, Joe. That's good.
Yeah, he had an Italian father who abandoned his family. He became gay and abandoned the family, Robert De Niro's father. So, but he's a Jew, right? And his identity is Jewish. He spent the 40 years defaming Italian Americans by his portrayal of Italian mobsters as like worse than animals, right? Not that I'm any fan of Italian criminal organizations, but you see, part of the plot of the last 50 years of Jewish Hollywood is to portray organized crime in America as 100% Italian American, when actually the truth is that the Jews are the primary center of organized crime.
Yeah.
If you look at Meyer Lansky and Bugsy Siegel and the people who started the whole syndicates, it's a Jewish operation. So it's a very intriguing that Robert De Niro, the Jew, is part of this portrayal that it's all Italian Americans. That's just an aside.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff, Joe. I like it. Continue.
Yeah, but the main thing I wanted to just bring to your attention, you know, I'm actually in a very good mood, very positive, because I see these protests at the universities, at Columbia University, you mentioned at the top, and in Texas, not that far from RBN headquarters, by the way. I see over in Austin at University of Texas. I'm beginning to think that these students who are so screwed up in their ridiculous protests of BLM a couple of years ago may be able to redeem themselves with this protest.
Yeah.
You know, because they're bringing the question, which is the number one question in the world, okay? There's nothing more important in the world, anywhere on planet Earth, than this question of, are we going to stand by and let the Jews commit genocide and get away with it?
Yeah.
Now, it's an interesting thing. I also note that with these protests, you know, in 2 weeks, in a week or 2 weeks, most of these students are going to have been graduated, or at least they'll be out of school, right? I think what I'm hopeful about is that this is going to go mainstream, okay? Once these students get back home and get back in the thing, they're going to go mainstream. I know the Democrats are freaked out about the convention, which is at the end of August. It's in Chicago, which knows how to host activists, I should say, right? So there's no doubt that this is going to blow up. I think this is going to be the main issue of the summer, and rightfully so. And I disagree probably about 95% of everything else these students are saying. But this is a moral question, and they've got the right answer, and it's going to go mainstream because America needs to deal with the question of the JQ. In other words, why will we allow the tyranny, the Jewish tyranny, to actually use our money and in our name commit genocide? What do you think?
Yeah, yes, yes. And they're overplaying their hands by trying to suffocate it. I find that so obnoxious. And that these presidents of universities are being assailed because they allow freedom of speech on their campus is an outrage, simply outrageous.
Exactly. And the mainstream media are doing cartwheels. It's so embarrassing to watch Fox News and even MSNBC and CNN cover these protests like, you know, like they realize where the right side is, but somehow they have to fake some kind of fake thing like, oh, my God, as if to justify, arresting students for exercising their First Amendment rights. It's an outrage.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. And I like to see signs of life of intelligent moral outrage in these student protests. I admire that. I support it 100%. We all ought to be applauding what they are doing. They are doing the right thing.
Exactly. The other thing I wanted to say, I'll just briefly mention is, why is Mike Johnson, I'm mispronouncing his name. He's Speaker of the House, Moshe Johnson. Okay, why is Moshe Johnson still the Speaker of the House? I mean, here he is, an obvious puppet of the Jewish cabal that runs our country, right?
Yeah.
And runs our world. Why is he still the Speaker, even now? Oh, they're on vacation. You know, I think that Marjorie Taylor Greene, and she's been doing great work, they ought to try and get the representatives, the Republican House, back in session. Because this man is obviously not representing the United States.
Yeah.
He's obviously a...
You know, the tragedy there, Joe, is that Trump supported him in doing this betrayal of America. I'm just outraged with Trump. Are you there? Joe, did we lose you? Okay, Lauren in Ohio. Lauren, join the conversation.
Perfect. Okay, that motorcycle just went by. with regard to, you know, paying people to have more children, absolutely not. Don't we remember what this country is? It's where you come and you can make whatever you can make of yourself. It's not where you have, you know, a guarantee of happiness. You have the pursuit of happiness and property that is yours. The fruit of your labor belongs to you. And that's why they changed it to happiness, because happiness is subjective. You know, it's you can't really put your finger on it. You know what I mean? What makes one guy happy doesn't make another guy happy. But my car is my car. My donkey's my donkey. Right? So they're trying to just confuse you and get you to stay in this game where President Trump is going to save you, or this one will save you, or RFK Jr. will save you. There is no man that's going to save you. Upright behavior by the majority of the people in this country is the only thing that will save you. When you do things and live the way we live in this country, when they can rob you and rape children in front of you and move your whole manufacturing base overseas and tell you you can't work if you don't have a license permission from them and, you know, agree to be the collateral for the debt. I mean, why do you think they're ever going to stop abusing you? If I could do what they're doing to you, if I did it, I'd go to jail, number one. It's racketeering. But if you're not going to stop giving them your money, okay, Roger Sales, The Matrix, Docs, docs.com, or Kelby Smith, hisadvocates.org. If you want to educate yourself, stop paying taxes you don't know. Stop supporting the destruction. We're opening our mouths and flapping our gums and protesting in the streets. Don't kill the Gazans, but they're still killing the Gazans. You're not making the kind of difference that you could make if you just stop doing what they say. Tune them out. They're making a world for you. When Dick Cheney said perception is reality, he meant it. You perceive them as your bosses. They're talking about what they're going to do to you. They don't have any right to do anything to you. I mean, I'm looking at this yep. black Supreme Court justice woman, and what a joke. I'm going to listen to anything she says. She doesn't even know what a woman is. She's going to say, I'm not a scientist. I mean, if you guys want to play in this game, because that's what it is. It's just a game. But you can extricate yourself at any point, and at that point, yeah. you come into your full power, meaning we're not supporting evil, and that doesn't mean don't call your congressmen, your senators, and tell them killing people is killing people. You don't get to kill people for the Jews or for America, or, you know, that commandment, thou shalt not murder. Well, this is the last thing, and I'll shut up. And this is why it matters that we don't believe the word of God. And when people are talking about religion, it's the legions of Rhea, religion, put you in a legion, a group. And so you focus on your group, Democrat, Republican, black, white, rich, poor. You don't focus on the truth, which is the door, the way. And so when you get, and that means when we unite in truth, the Constitution is a body of negative law to limit the activity of the maids and the butlers, and all we have to do is say, hey, you're outside of that rule, and stop funding them. Stop doing what they say. Stop giving them access to our children. Your children wouldn't be all freaked out, pimped out, tatted up, pierced up, hating America, doing all this protesting. Those poor children, they're so lost, God bless them. They said when they did a survey on them, they said they were bored and lonely.
Lauren, good stuff, Lauren.
Okay, but I appreciate you, and I love the way that you do this show. I have to tell you, the interaction, the back and forth, the being able to ask questions, and yeah, I know I just kind of run on and slap it out there, but when you have the interactions with other people, to pull out the information, the detail, get the interest. That is just meaty, fun, and we have to start being happy and upbeat about this. We cannot keep looking down our mouths and, oh, look what's going to happen. No, no, no. What's going to happen is they're going to jail. We're going to take back the resources, take back our treasury, bring our soldiers home, close our borders down, start seeing and saying that. So I appreciate you.
Thank you, Lord. I appreciate you also. Joe in Florida, I'm glad you're back. Go ahead.
This is Joe in Tennessee, but I used to live in Florida.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Joe in Tennessee. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got dropped before I called back. But listen, I've been watching this college campus in Columbia, and I just take some of the things that I've noticed was there's a lot. First of all, there's a lot of pretty women. I mean, a lot. I guess you get that on a college campus. And I also noticed that there's not that many blacks. And, you know, that's I've been to Columbia University. It's down near, you know, 123rd Street or something. And if you go across that one park, they call it the demilitarized zone. Down there is, like, really serious, dangerous ghetto area. And what I'm waiting for in this Palestinian protest are the blacks to join. And they're not. And I think that shows about black leadership, that they don't want anything to do with it. I'm sure they're being warned by a lot of the Jews that run the NAACP and all the black organizations, civil rights organizations, to stay away from this. But it's one thing I've been looking for. And then I started thinking about how this protest movement is being ghettoized onto college campuses. And by doing so, really allowing the powers that be to control the access, to limit the spread of the protest movement to other groups like labor unions and working people and like I said, blacks or Latinos or the general population. I think it's actually pretty brilliant that they are keeping it on the college campuses and it, as a way to control the protests. I was watching a kid at Columbia University waving an Israeli flag right while the protesters were marching right by him. I thought to myself, do you imagine like a white guy waving some kind of white nationalist flag during the Black Lives Matter protest? He'd be torn apart. So it told me how controlled this really is. And once again, I see the ghettoization of this Palestinian protest movement as brilliant as far as the powers that be and what they're doing. And they're also putting out signals like guys, sniper rifles on the roofs to let people know not to join and to stay away as a subtle reminder, and helicopters. I also noticed that most of the protesters were wearing masks. That's probably because if they're spotted or their pictures are taken, they'll lose their jobs at law firms and any kind of media or any kind of, organization or corporate business that has, a lot of Jews involved in it, because they're doing that. They're blackballing and blackmailing people when they get their pictures taken. So I just wanted to leave it at watching this as a protester previously in my, I've done it before, what I noticed, and that is I don't see how I'm going to get beyond the college campuses. And that's kind of sad. And I'll leave it at that. It's being ghettoized.
Good stuff. Very, very interesting observations, Joe. Well done. Good stuff. Bubba in Colorado. Bubba, join the conversation.
It's still U.S. Pentagon First Team, Bo Scout, Rev. We were told by National Command Center today somebody's disrupting the orders to get troops here. Because we'll put down all this crap. Every university, not Notre Dame, but every university major in America is run by the YIDs, just so you know. So this is all set up, and they're fooling you again. It's just like when we found out the National White People's Socialist Party of Chicago is all YIDs. It's all a scam on you freaks. And who joins in and protests? It's the what do they call you, patriots, truth tellers, those Greeks. They get fooled every time. That's why we're deniers of the genocide of the Stan Negroes. They're going to be here, just like they did in Cuba, just like this is a replay of Vietnam War, but moratorium. Who is leading the way? The Berrigans of Notre Dame. So we see a collection of jerks, the same SDS, and yippies and yoffies and all the jerks, the Rubenstein, A.B. Hoffman's, Kunstlers, and they're the same crowd. It's all one bunch of jerks, and they all hate the white race. So if you want to be a truth teller, deny this. Deny this. They're full of crap. They're rounding them up in this Arabian Peninsula and dumping them all here. That's the facts. And they're telling you that. They're not slaughtering them. They're bringing them here just with the rest of the Third World Horde. And who's the one they're going to take it out on when all is said and done? The same one. Cut them off the air. It's the white boy. That's who they're aiming at. That's what all this crap is about. He has run all the universities. Where have you been? Oh, they just run Hollywood. No, they run everything. And they're the ones who told the local guineas, attack the white boys. But we don't get to talk that much about it because we're censored. Who gets censored? The white boy. Who gets the blame for everything? The white boy. That's who you're blaming. And we're at the top of the government, so we're better.
Give us your website again. I got three others standing by. Give us your website again.
VultureSquadron.com. You'll see it updated. And you'll see.
Okay. Thanks for joining in. Romeo in Canada, join the conversation, Romeo.
I called because I was sort of shocked that Lady Haha of Libyan infamy was appointed to Colombia, but now I see why. because of the top echelon, how they're acting towards their own students. But there's another thing that I think if they would stop circumcision, the Jews would be better people. I know this sounds crazy, but apparently there's enough of the part of the skin that it, when it's mixed with the female liquid, it actually changes the brain of a man to stay with this person, with this woman. So, you know, can you imagine being an infant and being shocked the very first act out of the womb, they're cutting your skin? I mean, the physicians must have a reason where they're doing it. It is for money. They're selling that skin.
It's not the physicians, it's the rabbis for the primary, but it, I mean, a lot of white kids are circumcised too, so it's not just a Jewish practice.
Well, I think many physicians are Jewish, at least here.
Yes, it's true too. That's true too. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
But I've never heard had any reason to think whether you have a foreskin or not that it makes a difference in the way you interact with a woman during intercourse. I mean, that's news to me.
Yeah, they discovered in the Nordic countries. They did tests on it. Now I want to say, Jim, I think you got to give people, the other candidates, more time. Everybody is giving the two candidates all kinds of time. Bad news, good news. Everybody gets, but the good people, decent people, are not getting any help. You agree?
Well, I'm not quite sure who you have in mind. I mean, we all know about RFK Jr. We've spoken of him intermittently. You have other candidates in mind?
Well, I admire Tulsi Gabbard because she went to Syria. She spoke to the Syrian people, and she spoke to the government of Syria. She got a better situation. What about... Yeah. Romeo,
if I've got it right, you're going to see a lot more at Tulsi because I think Trump's going to pick her as his running mate. Give us a final thought, Romeo, because I got three others and I'm not going to be able to squeeze them in. Give us a final thought.
My final thought is thank God you're there, Jim, for allowing us to express our point of view. God bless you.
Very nice, Romeo. Very kind. Phil in Florida. Go ahead, Phil.
Hi, Jim. I believe, yes, I'm here. I believe very strongly in this student movement here. And I think we should actually see what they say about themselves before judging them. And I want to suggest to all the listeners, and I did text this to your email earlier, Columbia University Apartheid Divest, who we are. Okay?
Yeah.
Instead of reading off the URL, Columbia University Apartheid Divest, who we are.
I think the divestment movement is getting a lot of motivation out of this because Israel has shown its true character and it's disgusting and repulsive. Go ahead.
The reason why I'm mentioning it, Jim, is I think these are the people, the students who are actually doing the protests, and I think it would behoove all of us to actually read what they say about themselves, who they are, and what they're demanding, and reports on their exchanges with the university. And I think I used to stand on the corner with Joe D from Tennessee, you know, and I believe we should focus on the one fight, and we should partner with other people who are also share the same view on the same fight and not get divided by things we disagree with. That's what happened to us in the anti-war movement and the 9/11 truth movement. And Joe can tell you, our Bob Bowman Central Florida chapter, we caught a lot of crap because we partnered with people on the right, you know, and Ron Paul people. And I see this happening right now again with our crowd. Like, We're finding like fault. Bob.
He was a good man and a member of Scholars. Yes. Thank you very much, Phil. Yeah. Phil in Michigan, squeeze in a word here. We're about to hit it. Phil. John in Michigan. No, Phil. John, are you there?
This is Paul in Michigan.
Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, Jim, it was reported today, this morning, on the National Desk Morning News by Armstrong Williams himself in Washington, D.C., that all these Palestinian protesters on all our college campuses are well-organized outsiders brought in and funded by liberal organizations funded by George Soros. And how do we know? The police have interviewed these protesters and have asked them, where you come from, who's paying you, and why are you here? And that's how they found out all this information. So I want to know, what do you think of George Soros funding all of these Palestinian protesters all across our country and all these campuses?
Well, assuming that to be true, and frankly, I appreciate your report, but it would surprise me. But I don't get it. Why would Soros be doing that? Is it just to create more conflict in society? Is that your thought, Paul?
Absolutely. He's a liberal, as you know. He's no conservative. He's as liberal as he comes.
Oh, no, he's a monster. Soros is a monster. I'm glad you got your word in there, Paul. Call again tomorrow. Meanwhile, everyone, spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, the people you love and care about. Because we do not know how much time we have left, and support RBN.
I want somebody to love.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.